USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two more bodies were pulled from the rubble of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida on Saturday, bringing the total number of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 people remain missing or feared dead. What's left of the condo building could be demolished as soon as today.
The state will pay for all costs associated with the demolition of the remaining structure.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying it's just too unsafe to let people back into the building. You might have to change up the menu today. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 8.5 million pounds of frozen, fully cooked chicken over fears of possible listeria contamination. The products were made at a plant in Missouri between last December and April. Tyson says while there is no conclusive evidence that the products were contaminated at the time of shipment, the voluntary recall is being initiated out of an abundance of caution. You should throw out the chicken or return it to the store. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With 76, Nathan Thompson.
Jaws Chestnut claiming his 14th title at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest on this 4th of July. Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than he did last year. This year's event was held at a minor league baseball stadium with about 5,000 spectators. Last year's event held indoors with no fans in attendance. Ocean City, Maryland has canceled its fireworks show after a detonation left employees of the fireworks company in charge of the show with minor injuries. The city saying this afternoon that the discharge was unintentional and the cause is unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In the Philippines, efforts on the ground continue to reach more than a dozen soldiers who remain missing after an aircraft crashed after missing the runway and burst into flames. More than two dozen soldiers were killed, two more people on the ground died, and 50 troop members on board were rescued and taken to the hospital. Some soldiers are seen jumping from the aircraft before it hit the ground. Members of the U.S.-based organization Gospel to Haiti say two of its members were killed in a plane crash in Haiti, a private plane crash killing all six people on board, including the two American missionaries. Pope Francis is hospitalized in Rome undergoing a scheduled surgery for a restriction of the large intestine. Just hours earlier, the 84-year-old pontiff, in keeping with Sunday tradition, greeting crowds in St. Peter's Square. On Saturday, the Vatican announced it's charging 10 people with financial crimes, including a prominent Italian cardinal. Charges include embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. In the NBA, the Bucks punched their ticket to the finals, representing the East.
Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974, after defeating the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers and started off the third quarter on a personal 16-0 run. Game 1 of the finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.